Well, another attack on a tourist in Dublin at the weekend, this time on Skylar Thompson, a quarterback with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was assaulted and robbed in the capital. Gardaí say they're aware of the incident. Social Democrats and Dublin Central TD Gary Gannon is here with us now in studio. Thanks for coming in, Gary. Another attack on a tourist in Dublin. Is this a trend?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely a trend. Every week we hear different incidents, assaults on the quays, people stabbed in the city. Yesterday we had this incredible situation where an NFL quarterback was attacked and robbed, and unassigned guard are investigating, so there's only so much we can say. A spectre of violence hangs over this city. I walk through the city every day, I live in the city centre, I love this city. It's not speaking down of the city to say we have substantial issues there that are just not going to be addressed by wishing it away. I've raised this issue consistently.
But are these isolated incidents, or is it bleak in Dublin city centre?
No, it's bleak in Dublin city centre at the moment, and no matter the fact that we'll have a different announcement will be made, we'll have more guards put into the commercial city centre, as I like to call it, there will be a displacement effect of that pushes it into the more residential. This is almost happening like clockwork at the moment. Dublin is not a particularly, you might say to me, sure, this happens in every city. Dublin is not a particularly big city. The incidents where these attacks happened over the weekend, I mean, you can almost follow a line from Temple Bar across towards Talbot Street, and you can understand where the you'll see where the darker spots are, you'll see where there's places that are more likely to have violence than elsewhere. The guards, no doubt the guards are doing a great job, who are on the street. There's not enough of them. They're very young. What we need in this city is a comprehensive violence reduction strategy.
Well, the Dublin City Task Force. It promised more guards, 1,000 Gardaí.
The Dublin City Task Force is an insult to the people of Dublin, and I'll tell you why. It was announced a great fanfare. It was actually one of Simon Harris's first announcements when he ran for leader of Fine Gael. They had a big press launch before the general election. Not a single penny has been allocated to the Dublin City Task Force, despite the fact that we've had about 4 to 5 different press releases about it. The very fact that we had a task force announced is an acknowledgement that this city needs a bit of special care. But yet every single week passes by where we have another incident and an absence of state intervention. We have a Minister for Justice who expects myself and people like me who are in an opposition looking for a safer city.
Well, do you feel safe in Dublin City Centre?
Yeah, I feel safe in Dublin City Centre as a 6'2" man who has walked through the city my whole life. If I was a person from the Morgan community, an LGBT community, a woman walking alone in the street, I don't think it would have the same level of safety.
But isn't it the case in a large capital city that you'll always have incidents of criminal behaviour? That's what Jim O'Callaghan has said. And it's his view that the city is getting safer.
Yeah, I don't know what city. I think me and Jim must walk through different streets or a different city. A city centre, capital city, will always have some level of crime, without question. Our city, a small little city like ours, has crime. What we don't see is a comprehensive guard intervention. We don't see a strategy for violence reduction. The incidents that we have, there are many, they're often in the same spot. We haven't seen any degree of increased sense of safety. The business community are talking about it, tourists are talking about it, locals who live in the city are talking about it. Well, there might always be some degree of a crime expected. What we have at the moment is a continual sense of lack of safety, no intervention, and people who just do not feel safe in their city.
It's not a good look for Dublin. The NFL over here at the weekend, so many tourists coming, and then you have a quarterback in this situation.
Imagine a quarterback from the NFL robbed in Dublin City. They're the headlines that go around there. It's incomprehensible that we have a situation like that. There should have been a greater guard of presence on the street over the weekend. But look, that's just one incident that's reported. Why?
Jim O'Callaghan, you'll meet him this week. Briefly, what will you say to him?
Jim, we actually need to take this very seriously with a comprehensive violence reduction strategy for the city of Dublin. No more just trying to wish the city into safety or announcing press releases that go nowhere. Let's get in front of this.
Well, proposals mooted over the weekend to offer an allowance to asylum seekers, €2,500 or €10,000 for a family if they drop their claim for international protection, leave the state and return home. What's your view on this?
I think it's a Well, I've said over the weekend I felt it was a bit of a right-wing dog whistle.
Yeah, and the Taoiseach said the language you used was excessive and extreme. So what do you say to that?
Yeah, he also went and said if a person knows in their heart of heart that their claim is not going to be successful. Look, people come here in search of sanctuary in their heart of heart, even though they've had to travel a great distance to get here. The vast majority of people are doing that for a very good reason, that they don't feel safe in the place from which they've left. The idea that, say, we'll offer you 10 grand, for me, that just comes across as trying to undermine a claim by saying they're only here for money when they're actually here for safety. Let's resource our department. Let's quicken up processes without removing a person's right to appeal. Let's improve the accommodation people are asked to live for. If people have a claim they're successful, they should be allowed to say.
I suppose cost is the key here, isn't it?
Cost is absolutely the key, but the idea that we can just give people €10,000 to...
Is there a better solution?
Yeah, I mean, the Catherine Day report and full implementation of it should have been a better solution.
Social Democrats and Dublin Central TD Gary Gannon, thanks for coming into studio this morning. It's now 7:46.